This is Wednesday, March 13th. Have you ever heard anyone say, "Do as I say, not as I do"? Have you heard that aphorism before? I don't think we like it for a whole lot of reasons. First, that person is placing a burden on us that they themselves are not able to carry. And second, this is not the way life is meant to work. We know there should be a congruence between what we say and what we do, what we believe, and the way we live. Actually, that word believe brings together the two words be and live. Now, this is important when we come to the study of miracles, the study that we're in now, because in the miracles of Jesus, he showed who he was in what he did. Word was connected to deed in an inseparable way. Jesus healed the eyes of the blind, and he also opened the eyes of people's hearts for them to see. Jesus healed the paralytic and also provided him with forgiveness of sin. It seems that outward healing was always connected to something greater, or it was a sign showing forth the kingdom of Jesus. Why did Jesus do things this way? In short, this is who God is. For example, God did his work of creation. With his word, that word became action. This is the way God created us to live. Now, I want to go to our text for today. This is 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Now, as the Apostle John is teaching on love, he makes this essential connection. Love is not an idea only, but it involves action, engagement. Involvement. One of the most famous murders in the history of New York City was that of a woman named Kitty Genovese. It shocked the nation in 1964 when it took place because the crime involved a double attack. That is, the perpetrator made an initial attack and then returned a second time. At the time it took place, 38 people indicated they heard it happening. They heard Kitty scream. Yet as the study of the crime revealed, none of the people who heard her screams wanted to get involved. Some perhaps thought that they might be in danger, but most just didn't want to get involved. We see with Jesus, what we see in him is the very opposite. He loved, and then he put his love into action. He touched lepers that had been excluded from community. He took time for people that the doctors had given up on. He intervened with people who had been discarded. And again, he did this because that is who God is. His work was a work of redemption. Now, we need to remember this about Jesus when we're hurting, that Jesus would not turn us away. He would not look past us or disregard us. Among the Jewish people at the time, often people were sorted out as to their worthiness. Was this person worthy of care, worthy of attention? But Jesus never did this. Here's what John says about love. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. That's 1 John 4, verse 10 through 11. You see, love for God wasn't warm feelings of concern, but an intervention to save us. Of course, we don't have the power to perform miracles, and we cannot intervene for everyone. Even Jesus could not provide physical healing for everyone in need during his earthly ministry. He didn't have the hours in his days to do that. but we can learn this way of love, love in action and in truth. What does that mean in practical ways? Well, it means being bigger on action than on words. It means thinking of loving as practical and engaged rather than as an idea or emotion. There's an engagement of our hearts for sure, but there is more. We find ways to love in flesh and blood. You see, the incarnation is God's expression of his love. And that is the point that the Apostle John is making for us. And it's more than a point. He's telling us that the transforming love of Jesus leads us into this love for other people. It's true, Kitty Genovese's death stunned the country because there were so many people who could have done something. Something as easy as calling the police. So let us not love in words and speech, but also in action. As we consider the parables of Jesus, that is what we're seeing. We're seeing the love of God put in flesh and blood in him. This is why Jesus steps forward to heal the man born blind, while Jesus steps forward to heal the man who's paralyzed. Let's pray. Father God, you know we have lofty ideas of love, but often we stop there. Continue to show us the love of Jesus so that we might learn his way. For we pray in his name, amen.